From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams. Today on Headlines, an in-depth look at Chico's new open container entertainment zones. Chico is the latest California city to approve designated areas where people can carry alcoholic drinks outdoors. The city council voted Tuesday to create the areas in parts of downtown and Merriam Park. NSPR's Claudia Brancard explains to NSPR's Ken Duvall how they'll work, who's allowed to participate, and the rules businesses and customers will have to follow.
So first, give me a rundown on what happened at the council meeting last night.
Yeah, so all councilors who were in attendance last night voted yes on the ordinance. And basically what this does is it creates what you mentioned, entertainment zones. So entertainment zones specifically in Merriam Park and downtown. And what these are is basically designated areas that allow open containers of alcohol on specific sidewalks and specific streets in the two commercial districts. So we're talking wine, beer, spirits, kind of all of the above. And these zones will be active or open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay, so how exactly will these zones work? I'm guessing you can't just bring your own drinks in.
No, you can't do that. So the city says they'll be, you know, highly regulated areas. So businesses will actually have to apply for the program. It can't just be any business. You already have to have a license to serve alcohol. And there'll be things like ID checks to make sure folks are 21 plus. There'll be things like city approved cups and wristbands. So overall, it's going to be a pretty regulated and highly enforced endeavor.
Oh, that's interesting. So what's the point in doing this? What's the why?
Yeah, so the city says it's all about boosting business. The state actually authorized the creation of these entertainment zones a couple of years ago, sort of in response to how the COVID-19 pandemic negatively affected the economy and really hurt local businesses. So this is just one step in a larger picture to try and revitalize California's struggling downtowns, including downtown Chico. Here's Eric Gustafson, the city's interim city manager, explaining the reasoning behind this program.
What we really have to do is focus on creating an experience that will attract folks to come down and enjoy. So we're trying to enhance public gathering spaces, opportunities, really support economic development.
So it sounds like it's about trying to get more people out and about and creating a more lively vibe in these areas. I assume not everyone liked the idea of more alcohol on the streets.
Not everyone. So like I said earlier, the decision was passed with no opposition, but it wasn't without hesitation. So specifically from council member Mike O'Brien, he used to serve as Chico's police chief, and he's really coming into this ordinance with that perspective, I think. So he flagged some concerns about the history that Chico has had with alcohol consumption. I mean, Chico kind of has this reputation of being a party town, a party school. And he says he really wants to make sure that, you know, the city's moving forward intentionally with this plan.
We've had a unique relationship with alcohol over the past few decades. It's such a much healthier situation now. In the Chico Police Department, we're working because we had students that were ODing on alcohol and dying. It was that bad.
What do you think convinced O'Brien that this was a good idea?
I think there were a couple things at play. I'd say the big one was that the city actually worked closely with the police chief, Billy Aldridge, to get this ordinance together. And Aldridge, at the meeting last night, he said that he's spoken to other law enforcement agencies and cities with their own entertainment zones. And those law enforcement agencies, they said they haven't had any problem. And I think that really helped inform O'Brien's decision. I think another thing as well is that O'Brien has really positioned himself on the council as an advocate for the local business community. And he sees that, you know, downtown has been struggling. We've had all these local business closures in the past year. And I think he really wants to be seen as advocating for local businesses. And, you know, this plan has been endorsed by the Chamber and the Downtown Chico Business Association. So, I mean, that's kind of what he's doing here.
So you mentioned Reading. It has its own entertainment zone, and I've heard that's going pretty well so far. Do you think that in any way informed councilor's decision here?
Absolutely. So interim city manager Eric Gustafson, he actually said, you know, he's been watching Reading to the north, and he's also been looking at cities like Sacramento and San Francisco that have these entertainment zones. And he says they seem to be doing well. The Reading city manager's office also gave an update to councilors just a couple weeks ago. And he said that after talking to businesses there, they all report increased foot traffic, and especially during events. So I think the idea here is, if it's going to work in Reading, why not try it here in Chico?
Okay, well, it'll be interesting to see how this takes shape in the coming months downtown and in Merriam Park. North State Public Radio's Claudia Brancard. Thanks, Claudia.
Thanks, Ken.
This has been Headlines in Depth from North State Public Radio. You can catch our regular Headlines podcast each weekday for the latest North State and California news. Our theme song is Fast Pop by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.